From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Soldier Jin and River Chu in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On the Shang-Chi board, a great river runs straight across the middle, dividing the two sides. And standing at the very front of his army, smallest and humblest of all the pieces, was the soldier, looking across it.
Soldier Jin stood in the front line, able to take only one kind of step. River Chu flowed across the center of the board, the boundary between one half and the other.
"Everyone overlooks me," said Soldier Jin, taking one plain step forward. "I'm the weakest piece, one step at a time, straight ahead, and I can't ever go back. But watch what the river does to me. It's the best thing that happens to any soldier in the game." Soldier Jin went first, marching one plain step forward, because at the start, the soldier is the humblest piece on the board and can only ever go ahead. "One step, straight forward. That's all I can do at the beginning," said Jin, advancing a single point. "Not sideways, not diagonally. And this is the part that matters, never backward. Once I've taken a step, I can never take it back. I can only ever go forward, deeper into the other side." He advanced another careful step toward the river. "New players ignore me completely. A whole row of us, the weakest things on the board, just plodding forward one square at a time. And they're not wrong that I start out weak." Jin kept marching toward the water. "But there's a strange kind of courage built into me by that one rule. I cannot retreat. Whatever I'm marching toward, I'm committed to it. No turning back, no second guessing, only forward. And forward, for me, leads to one place that changes everything, the river."
Then River Chu spoke, flowing across the board's center. "Because the river is not a wall that stops the soldier, it is a threshold that transforms him." "I look like an obstacle," said River Chu, "a great line dividing the board. Some pieces I truly stop. The elephant can never cross me, forever bound to its own side. But the soldier? The river's current shifted. The soldier I don't stop. The soldier I change. The moment Jin steps across me into enemy territory, something happens that happens to no other piece. He grows. From that step onward, forever, he can move not only forward, but sideways too." Jin crossed and felt it, suddenly able to slide left or right as well as ahead. The weakest piece on the board, the one everyone ignored, crosses the river and becomes something new. Still unable to retreat, but now able to range along the enemy's back rank, threatening in ways he never could before. "Two humble forward-only soldiers who've crossed me can trap a general between them." The river flowed on. "I'm not the end of the soldier's journey. I'm the middle of it, the threshold that turns his patient forward march into real power." And that was the quiet marvel the two of them shared, an idea old players smile at and beginners never see coming. The smallest, most overlooked piece on the board becomes one of the most dangerous, not by being born strong, but by marching steadily forward, crossing the threshold, and growing into more on the far side.
"Good marching," said River Chu. "Good crossing," said Soldier Jin. "There is something genuinely stirring in the soldier's story, the humblest piece of all, unable ever to turn back, who keeps marching forward one patient step at a time, crosses the river, and becomes more than he was. It carries a feeling that reaches well past the board, that you can start out small and overlooked, that going forward without being able to undo your steps can be a kind of quiet courage rather than a trap, and that crossing a hard threshold and refusing to turn back can transform you into something stronger than anyone, maybe even you, expected. The weakest piece, grown into one of the most useful, just by crossing and not looking back. There's a warm, hopeful pride in that for anyone who's ever felt small at the start.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Soldier Jin and River Chu. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.